At this moment we are in Meersen, in the south of Limburg, and Gilbert Suters is here. He's from Via Belgica. Via Belgica, tell me about it, please.
The Via Belgica is an ancient road coming from Boulogne-sur-Mer in France on the North Sea, and went just up to Cologne at Limes, the border of the Roman Empire. And it crosses a big part of the southern Limburg.
Via Belgica, is it a walk? Can I take with my car, or can I eat, can I drink? Is it a concept from all the things we need?
Nowadays it is, yes. Now we made an app and we made a walking guide, a hiking guide for it. And now you can walk from Maastricht up to Rimburg on the German border. And then you can see a lot of different things about the Roman history, about our Roman heritage, but also about, what kind of food the Romans introduced here. So in Maastricht you can eat a cherry pie. In Klimmen you can eat the chicken that was introduced by the Romans. So there are a lot of things you can also experience along the road. But it's a nice way to research the Roman experience in the southern part of Limburg.
In fact, it's our history. It's the history from the people from Holland and Belgium and also from Europe, isn't it?
It is. The Romans were the first to come here and bring, what they called civilization. That's the discussion, but they were the first to make it as a union. And now we are a union again, the European Union, and you can see that there are a lot of difference between the people, but also a lot of similarities. And the Romans were the first to introduce a lot of things like taxes, administration, money, so that they were the first that to come with that kind of stuff.
A lot of people know only Maastricht or Heerlen or Tongeren, but there is more to see at the Via Belgica nowadays.
There's a lot more to see, because there are the complete landscape between Maastricht and Heerlen. There were a lot of Roman villas, and the villas that were kind of farming houses, large farming houses, but with a certain, a luxurious way of living. And we can see a lot of that in the houses we found at the excavations, and we reconstructed them. We also see parts of the military history of this part of the region, because in the late Roman period, the German tribes came in and invaded part of it, and they had to build, for example, a watchtower. And one of them is to be seen in Valkenburg.
People want to know more. You have a website, but there's only there's also an app you can download, isn't it?
Yes, there is. There's the app that you can do the hiking tour from Maastricht to Rimburg, and then you can just follow the signs and follow the numbers. So at every number you can just put on your phone or your iPad, you add on the number and you get information from that site just where you are. And there is a walking guide, so we have a real booklet where you can find all kinds of stuff and recipes from the Roman times and stuff like that.
And also the websites. Via Belgica.nl.